So we're talking because both The 11th Hour and Animalia have been nominated by Guardian readers for our Best Australian Picture Book poll. How did you feel when you first heard that?
Oh, good old books. They're just hanging in there. No, it's lovely just to think that, you know, after all this time, yeah, they're still, you know, bringing joy to people. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And I have to ask you, do you have a favourite Australian picture book?
Do I have a favourite Australian picture book? You mean not my own?
I mean, you can choose your own if you really want to.
Yeah, no, well, just about anything that Alison Lester or Bob Graham has done over the years, I would have, you know, right up there. Mm-hmm. There's such a gentle, you know, humour about those. I could, you know, probably in a minute I'll think about 10 others, but those are the ones that popped into my mind. Yeah. Sean Tan.
Oh, Sean Tan as well. Yeah, he's wonderful.
Actually, over the years, a letter that keeps recurring from different people is asking for help with one aspect of the 11th Hour, one of the puzzles, the hardest puzzle in the 11th Hour, and one which I never actually give the answer to, not even in the inside story, is the name of the swan.
Right.
She's never mentioned by name, and I don't give it away. And I still won't tell anyone what it is, but I have decided that over the years to give a clue. And I say to them that the answer to the puzzle lies in the cards.
Uh-huh.
And there's this page here with some of the animals playing cards. And again, I'm not going to, there's a sort of a code in it and so forth, but somewhere in there is the answer to the name of the swan.
That's so fantastic.
So there you go.
can I do another page as well? Just because I'd love to show you, because I mentioned the Morse code page. And so you've got the Morse code in the margins of this page.
Yes, of the blind man's buff. I hope you're not going to ask me actually what it says.
No, I
can't remember. I used to know when I was a kid what Morse code. I know E is dot.
Right.
And I think S is dot, 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 dash, dash, dash. It's dot, dot, dot. There you go. So I've got a few of them, but no, it's all gone.
You would have introduced a generation of children to the concept of
hopefully.
Morse code, probably.
Yeah, hopefully.
And so the margins of all these pages, you know, we have these snooker balls on this page. And
I think that was numbers. A simple numbers code.
That's numbers
in the
code.
And there's another, there was another code in that page as well with this bingo board.
It's just so intricate. And then you mentioned before as well with the sort of solution, the inside story, which is in the back of this edition. But you know, the cipher even, just the concept of a cipher is such a grown-up, I guess, concept for a lot of children.
I don't know. I reckon that kids get into that really quickly when you say, imagine that A is one,
right.
B is two, and they've got it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And they'll spend, you know, the rest of their, you know, day just writing codes.
Yeah.
Rude words. And
that's great. And let's have a look at V, because V is a wonderful page. I mean, my favourite page is Lazy Lions. I think possibly just because of how handsome the illustrations are.
Yeah.
And just also the typography is just so beautiful.
Another thing which just showed how I didn't know anything about making books in those days was that all of these, you know, like, you know, typography things were done by hand and they're part of the artwork.
Mm.
Whereas you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to have all the, you know, the artwork, all the text separately so you can, you know, translate it into Danish and things like that. I didn't know that. So every one of these has just got, you know, writing that was done as part of art of the art. But I think as a result, they really blend in better than I probably could have managed otherwise.
Yeah.
I'll just go through that. There's the Victor Vulture, the vaudeville ventriloquist page there.
I have to say, I was so impressed that you remembered that.
Yeah, I've got that's a bit of a party trick.
Yes.
Can I do it with all of them? Maybe.
Maybe. That's great.
Don't test me. No.
That's great. I think.
Yeah, beautiful.
That's great.
All right.
Well, actually, if I could get just, you are retired now?
Oh, retired is such a big word, isn't it? Yeah. Can we just go for having an extended, what's the word?
Hiatus.
Hiatus, perhaps. Yeah, just a little sort of like lie down and think about. Yes. And because I've got ideas for books.
Mm.
So you never know.
Yeah. Oh, I hope so. I hope we get more.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
That was author Graham Bass talking to Sian Kane. You can find Sian's piece on theguardian.com, and you can also find a video of their conversation as well. And once again, please, while you're there, cast your vote in our picture book poll. This episode was produced by Lisa Favazzo, Tanya Lee, and additional podcast production by Joe Koning. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.